I look first at your hands, right over left, the top lightly clasping the first finger of the bottom, worrying the knuckle. My eyes follow the curve of your right arm, the light skin a shock against the crimson fabric. My gaze rounds your bare shoulder to the delicate rise of your neck, to your chin, and to the small depression just south of your full bottom lip. Your eyes are cast down and away, focused on the floorboards, wide planks of rich mocha and golden whorls. The folds of your dress whisper over them as you turn profile, your shoulders set down and back, breasts pushed slightly forward, your hands smooth down over your stomach, out to your hips, to hang empty by your side. I drink in the fabric where it pools on the floor. The color is a sound, a deep, primal vibration of air. Not far from your feet, it begins to hug you closer. The fabric is thick and heavy and clings to your thighs, kisses your hips. And as you shift and turn to the other side, I glimpse your toes. Your feet bound, arch, captive to leather straps. Then, with a crescent moon flash of your calf, the slit in the fabric closes, covering your secrets. North again, my eyes graze over the curve of your ass, your hips to your waist. The fabric is alive with the rhythm of each breath, almost panting as you test the tight embrace of it around your ribcage. Your breasts swell, the lip of the fabric ending just so. It cuts a sharp line across your chest at odds with the contours of your body. The tension is intense, dangerous, delicious. Above, a gem glitters like a star caught in free fall. Its chain delicate and fine. The fingertips of your right hand move to the hollow of your throat, trembling, and fall away. As I focus now on the sensual pout of your lips, stained red as the dress, they part and you nip nervously at the bottom one. Your tongue darts out quickly, soothing the bite, leaving it wet. I continue up the fine line of your nose, past your eyes, to the crown of your head. Your hair, heavy, glossy, and coiled on itself, set with a single comb. Twin gems wink from your ears. You twist your body more, now a fine turned column to look over your shoulder to the top of your naked back. You lift your eyes, meet your own gaze. Like the high color in your cheeks, your eyes are hot and bright. Your thick, sooty lashes lower, and you turn your head away. You square yourself to the mirror once more, eyes still closed as you feel me shift behind you. I stand so close, only a whisper of air separates us. My hands, sure, greedy and warm, cradle your arms, stroke up and over your shoulders. One stops to gently grip your throat. The other dips swiftly down low on your stomach. With the pressure of my fingertips, I tilt your head just so. I lean forward. The heat of our bodies now seals us. My lips play at your ear, mine. I nibble your earlobe before stepping back, loss rushing in to collect the space left behind. Your heavy lids open, eyes searching. They alight on the reflection of my mouth. You swallow reflexively. You find my eyes. In the weighted silence, you remain transfixed, lost, a mirror, a a single whisper in return.